Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help people become business celebrities. In this segment, we're going to be talking about six great publicity strategies that can drive sales through the rooftop for your business. My guest today is the president of Strictly Media, LLC, in Conyers, Georgia. She is an expert in getting publicity for her clients and helping their businesses grow. We are excited to have on the phone today a young lady who understands publicity is something every business needs, and knowing how to get good publicity that boosts sales is truly a key to business longevity. Ms. Lanaida Chanel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Sparkplug. I appreciate being here. Thank you so much.
Well, I have a lot of questions for you, so let's get right down to the nitty-gritty. Is that okay?
That sounds great. Thanks.
Ms. Chanel, what is publicity, and why is getting good publicity so essential for growing your business?
Well, Sparkplug, publicity actually can be described in a few different ways. One of those ways is what it does is publicity is an opportunity to shape the public's perception of an issue, a person, a place, a service, or a thing. Publicity can also be considered the opposite of advertising, whereas advertising is exposure that's paid for. Publicity is not. It's something that's free of charge. But simply put, publicity can be described as free media exposure that involves having something great to tell, telling it in the right way, and to the right people. Now, it's essential because what it can do is it does what advertising does not do. Publicity can add extra value to your business. It adds kind of like a sense of credibility or almost an implied endorsement from whoever it is that has written about you. That's why it's so important that small business owners in particular learn how crucial it is to have some form of publicity campaign operating for their businesses all the time.
How can getting good publicity bring in more sales for a business?
Well, what publicity has the power to do is position you in the field of business as a leading expert or a leading provider. And people want to buy from someone whom they feel or believe will give them the best service or the best product or the best information. Publicity can also raise more awareness and generate interest in your product or your services. It can create an enormous buzz about your business and drive additional and repeat customers right to your doorstep. But for instance, I had a client, Delicious Gourmet Cookies, who reported seeing a 60% increase in sales after we initiated a publicity campaign into her marketing endeavors. And for a small business, that can be huge.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what is the first strategy a business owner would need to know and understand before they even begin to put together a good publicity campaign to boost sales?
I believe a business must take the time to really think about who it is that needs, that wants, or that's seeking their product or their services. Now, when they do that, what they do is they have their target audience at that point. They've already discovered who it is that's looking for their services. The next step in doing what they need to do is to figure out which particular media stream can be used to best reach out to that audience. And doing this is going to save a business owner tons of money, and they're going to have an opportunity to avoid spending advertising dollars or even energy, focusing their efforts in areas that really don't reach out to the people that are looking for their services.
How does a business owner decide which streams of media is the best way to connect them to their target audience? And how can this have an impact on their sales?
Well, one way for a business owner to determine this is to consider their actions or their day-to-day actions, the day-to-day habits or behaviors of the individual in their target market. If they can do that, if they can't do that, what they can do is ask. They could take a survey of some sorts to get the information that they need. They can also research, do some research about their product or service, maybe on Google, on Yahoo. They can see where other related news is being published or produced about their services that they provide. And what this will do is, again, it's going to save them a lot of time and a lot of money, and they can take the time to do the surveying or the research themselves. If it can, they're going to be thankful later on that they did do that, basically. They're going to be able to be a little bit more knowledgeable as well in their field and a little bit more knowledgeable to their customers, and their customers are going to appreciate that. But finally, they have got to remember that different forms of media have the power to bring more immediate responses or results, like TV and radio, okay? So these forms of media streams, they should never really be neglected from a campaign.
Wow. Well, Ms. Chanel, once I've identified my target audience and the media stream I need to lobby for publicity, what do I do next?
Well, what you do after identifying your target audience and locking in your list of media and your media contacts, you want to start the pitch, basically. But there are some key things that you got to be sure of, okay? One of those things is you've got to have something that's newsworthy to pitch or to alert the media of. Journalists don't really like getting information on subjects that just aren't newsworthy, so to speak. So if you're not sure, you can ask others if it sounds like information that they might want to know about. Again, you can do some research to see if there's news that's already been published or printed in that area. And then this way, you'll know exactly what kind of buzz you want to create, so to speak. You can also be sure that you've gathered all the ideas or the details that you need to present to your contacts with the right information. So make sure you've got the right information to give to them. Now, a strategy would be to develop a list of media contacts, okay? You want to consistently pitch or pretty much present your information to the same folks on the contact list and keep in touch with them by sending them newsworthy information about your business. And, again, keeping up with the news that even they cover, that's going to be important. But make sure you have an experienced person that's helping you put together your press releases, your pitch letters, media announcements, and please, 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 please make sure you have the correct contact information before you send anything off. That is crucial. You want to show the reporter that you are there to help provide them with good information and that you've done your homework, basically. So you want to give them important information, again, that they can use. So be sure that you've got the right person who covers the right kind of stories that you're going to send them. That's going to be extremely important.
What do you mean by keeping up with the news that they even cover?
Well, different reporters, of course, or different journalists cover different types of news. Different TV stations, they might cover news in a different way, different types of news. So it's really important that if you're pitching to, say, for instance, a TV station, it's important to watch the different stations to see what type of news they cover. Some are a little bit more humanitarian news, a little bit more friendly. Some are more so geared and focused on more groundbreaking news stories. So you have to be aware of that before you send them your information.
So how do I make sure I'm pitching to the right media contact or person?
Well, again, research is going to be very important. So, again, watch the different news channels, see who covers what, read the magazines and newspapers, and check the editorial staff listings, okay? Request media kits if you need to, and check on their online websites. Remember sometimes that print publications that have a separate online publication or online presence, they may have different writers. So here's one that a lot of people, too, and even including myself, have gotten a little squeamish over, but you've got to even call them up. Most of the time you get the information or you can get the information that you need from the switchboard, but you really don't want to take up a lot of their time. A lot of times people in media, they're usually on deadlines, so it's really important to understand this and, if you can, develop a thick skin because you're going to need it.
Well, Ms. Chanel, what are some creative ways for a business owner to position or brand themselves in the media?
Oh, okay. I love this one. What this does is really it allows me an opportunity to, I guess, get creative sometimes with my clients. But there are some key things that you've got to remember first when you're thinking about branding and positioning yourself in the media. Advertising and publicity really publicity seeking, they go hand in hand. I wouldn't really encourage anyone to put all of their eggs in one basket when it comes to this area. And just as you have to have, you have to invest time into getting publicity in the media, you've got to invest money into advertising. So branding can only be done if people are able to repeatedly see or hear your name and your logo and unique identity listed over and over and over again. And since publicity is not a guaranteed opportunity, you better be doing some type of advertising as well just in case, okay? And actually, they can play a great support to one another. But the way that I love to work best for my clients is positioning them as experts in the field. And, of course, everybody cannot necessarily call themselves an expert, and you can't call everyone an expert. But if a person knows their stuff, then eventually the media is going to catch on, okay? And you can eventually see your phone ringing and jumping off the hook.
Wow.
And that's really what we want to do. So this can take some time, but with a bit of patience and some good strategies, you can be reading articles written about you all the time on the Internet. You're answering the phone call after phone call for speaking engagements and getting asked to provide your expertise to the media for groundbreaking news and, you know, and interest coverage. So what business owner cannot use that opportunity?
Really? What are some other ways to further publicity opportunities and leverage more sales?
Well, I like to use a strategy called bloggers and tigers and bears, oh my. And what this does, this refers to the wonderful world of opportunities that exist on the Internet, okay? Like Dorothy and her little dog, Toto, okay, business owners like myself, we are always on an adventure kind of for the Wizard of Oz opportunity. And for this adventure, we need to help with help of our friends. And sometimes we have to make and create those friends on the Internet. So bloggers and tigers and bears are anyone who has the power to influence others on our behalf over the Internet. Now, as a business owner, you can build relationships with bloggers and have people discussing your products and services all over the Internet. And guess who's paying attention to these people, to these bloggers? Journalists. Okay, and these journalists can soon be writing news and articles about you and, again, influencing more clients to utilize your services. And in addition to bloggers, we've got things now like LinkedIn, of course, MySpace, Blog Talk Radio now, of course, YouTube, and many of these things or other different types of new media tools can work wonders into your publicity campaign. And that allows your current or your previous customers to share information or to share their experiences with anyone, anywhere, anytime. Anyone can become an online spokesperson for your business.
Wow. Well, Ms. Chanel, what are some things I can do to get more long-term publicity and continue driving sales upward?
Well, three things I would say. First, find a way to stay ahead or at least to keep up with any new trends that are in your industry, okay? And what this can do is really place you in a position where others and even people that may not directly be your customers, but they'll become you'll become the go-to person kind of for questions, maybe even for speaking engagements, for advice, and they'll send you referrals who will eventually hopefully do the same thing. Next thing I'd say is to consider which companies or community groups or nonprofit organizations maybe that you might want to partner with for future projects or events or initiatives, any kind of initiative. And depending on what you put together with these individuals or what kind of partnerships you build, these things can hopefully some of them can automatically lead to some type of publicity, whether it's on a local or a national level, okay? And you can see an increase in clientele just from having established a healthy business relationship with the right kind of partner. But lastly, I would say if you can, do this every year. Do this. Create a new, maybe a three-phrase publicity system to help you stay focused on your publicity-seeking efforts. I would divide that system up into maybe three phases for each quarter, or call them something like build awareness, build sales, and build partnerships. And then what you want to do is you want to focus your publicity efforts on these three things during each quarter. So you'll spend a quarter maybe focusing some publicity efforts on to help build awareness, to help brand your company. And then the next quarter, you want to focus on building sales. And then for the last quarter, of course, you want to focus on some ideal partnerships that would be beneficial.
Before we bring this interview to a close, what strategy can be used to track results of positive publicity?
I'd say simply check your phone, check your website, check your mailbox, check your email, because getting publicity should drive others to your company to inquire more about your services or to make a purchase or to present some form of opportunity for your business. Okay. One last, I guess, important thing that I need to mention is that you need to set a metric system where you can eliminate from your plan whatever it is that's not working for you. The same plan does not work for everybody, of course. Every business is different, but when you find yourself or find something that does work for you, then stick to it. Okay, if it looks, and look for ways, I guess, to even improve upon that. Whatever it is that you're doing, find ways to improve upon that. If you've established a relationship with a particular radio producer or radio announcer or an editor or journalist, then just find ways to improve upon that, okay? Let them see that you are staying ahead of the trends, that you've constantly got good information to share with them. And sooner or later, you're going to become a pro at this publicity thing, okay? And you'll really be on your way to creating longevity and achieving success for your business, and that's what we all want.
Well, Ms. Chanel, how can you be reached?
Well, I've got a website, of course, and that is www.strictly, and I'll spell that STRICTLY, MediaLLC.com. That's one of the ways you can read up all about Strictly Media. You can also shoot me an email at lchanel, C-H-A-N-E-L, at StrictlyMediaLLC.com, and my phone number is area code 678-691-6582.
Ms. Lanita Chanel,
yes.
President of Strictly Media LLC, thank you for being with us today and sharing your wealth of information about publicity with our listeners.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug, again for the opportunity.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for another fantastic job behind the scenes. For more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.